Hello, everybody, and welcome back to today's podcast. This is Hannah Sutherland speaking to you from my very own bedroom. Today, I'm going to be talking about how teenage social media addiction leads to mental health problems. In case you are unaware of what social media is, it is basically a website and application that enables users to create and share content or to participate in social networking. So let's get right into it. Have you ever spent countless hours scrolling on social media just to find yourself feeling mentally exhausted? Because I definitely have found myself wasting hours and hours of precious time scrolling through this never-ending dimension, also known as social media. Oftentimes, I will find myself feeling really alone and anxious afterwards. When social media first hit its peak in the early 2000s, many people were excited to try out this new platform. What people didn't know was that it has since then caused many problems amongst young teens. Teenage social media addiction is causing mental health problems. Now, my first argument would be that social media use is leading to depression. A lot of times, when teenagers see someone living their best life, they compare themselves to these people. Oftentimes, when we compare ourselves, we tend to feel as though we are not good enough. A large study done in 2019 showed that for every hour a teenager spent on social media, more depressive symptoms showed up. These symptoms consisted of feeling lonely, sad, and hopeless. Social media can fuel emotions that lead to depression, such as lack of physical activity. Not only does social media use lead to depression, but it also causes body dysmorphia. When scrolling on social media, we can find ourselves looking at pictures of people with these quote-unquote perfect bodies and feel ashamed of the way we look. A survey consisting of people ages 14 to 24 were asked to rate social media apps on issues such as body image. The survey found that the people reported that they were bombarded with a similar body image that was edited to mask the so-called flaws and imperfections. The people said that this practice is contributing to a generation of young people who have body image issues and low self-confidence. Now, we've seen that social media use is leading to depression and body dysmorphia, but it is also causing anxiety. When scrolling through social media, you sometimes come across photos of your friends all hanging out, and you start to feel as though you are missing out. This is leading to anxiety and FOMO. FOMO is also known as fear of missing out. The FOMO anxiety is affecting people on a very personal level, causing them to feel like they aren't important if they don't get enough attention online. A study asking young adults whether or not social media use was causing anxiety showed that for every hour spent on social media, the more anxiety they tend to feel. Now, this is not the only type of anxiety that social media causes. Have you ever found yourself walking at a mall, or maybe you're downtown, and you see some people you know from school? You may start to feel like you don't want to have to say hi to them, or you start to get anxious because you don't know what to say. This is all from social media use. When spending a majority of your time talking to people on social media, you start to lose your communication skills in the real world. This plays a huge role in social media use and anxiety. Now, clearly, social media has impacted our mental health negatively. If we continue the use of social media in young teens, there will be more cases of mental health issues. We need to start by minimizing the exposure of social media to young kids and young teens. We also need to start by bringing each other up rather than putting each other down. We have to come to a realization that everybody has their own problems, and what someone posts on social media does not define their happiness. It is important to know your worth and know that social media does not confirm it. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, and I hope to see you again in the near future. Bye!